Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are recording now. And we're going to learn today about the guy who a guy who was poor. His name is Tu'aylaba. So his name is what? Tu'aylaba. He was a poor guy. Like, he was poor and he used to sleep in the masjid, basically. He was homeless. And he used homeless people, huh? Well, it's not, they didn't have any other choice. They were literally homeless. So the homeless people at that time stay in the masjid. Go ahead.
So you can sleep in the masjid?
Yeah.
Okay,
but it depends on the administration of the masjid, if they allow you or not.
I've seen people,
if they allow you, fine.
Here,
Tahajjud, usually people sleep in the masjid, but let's go back to the story here. His name is Tu'aylaba, and he used to be homeless, and he used to stay in the masjid. Then, people, if people have, extra food, they bring it with them, and they give it to the people who stay in the masjid. They are called Ahlul Suffa. They're called what?
Ahlul
Suffa. So now, this guy hated being poor so much. He was just so, it hurts him so much that he's poor. And he loved money so much that he will die for money. Okay, so now he knows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his dua is accepted or rejected?
Rejected.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes dua, is the dua accepted or rejected?
Accepted.
The dua is accepted. So now he takes advantage of this. He goes to the Prophet and then he says, Prophet Muhammad, please, can you pray to Allah to make me rich? Can you pray to Allah to make me rich? Okay, can I have a sheet of paper going around? Everybody needs to write his name.
Okay.
Pass it.
Here, I'll do it.
Name and email. Name and email. It's not about attendance. It's about I need to record these emails just from one sheet instead of gathering them on computer. Okay. So now the...
It's actually a bad idea.
What?
You know, the board is this way.
Okay.
So now he goes to the Prophet and he says, please, Prophet Muhammad, please pray to Allah to make me rich. Pray to Allah to make me what?
Rich.
Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a vision. Like Allah made him, if something is good, he feels good about it. If something is bad, he feels what? Bad about it. Is this the case for everybody? No. It's only for who? For the Prophet. Alright? So if the Prophet feels good about something, then it's what?
Good.
If he feels bad about something, then it's what?
Bad.
Now, you and me are not like that. I could feel good about something that's bad, and I can feel bad about something which is good. Like, for example, if I ask you, Lina, if I ask you, come do Quran. This is good or bad?
Good.
Do you feel good about it or bad? Sometimes good, sometimes bad, right? So that means that you're not like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're not like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where he what? Whatever he feels good about must be good. Whatever he feels bad about must be what?
Bad.
Good. All right. So now, the Prophet felt bad about it. So the Prophet felt bad about it, and he looked into the guy and he said, Tu'aylaba, whatever you have now, it's easy to thank Allah for. It's easy to what?
Thank
Allah for. But if you have too much, you won't be able to thank Allah for. If you're rich, you will not be able to thank Allah for the money, that for all this money that you have. So it means that Allah made the right choice by making you poor. Because Allah knows that if you become rich, you would become corrupt. You would become what? Corrupt. So Allah makes you poor to protect you. Allah is so kind. Now, you feel bad about it because you're not the Prophet. So you feel bad about being poor. And you feel good about having money. In this case, it's bad for you to have money. It's good for you to be poor. Why in this case? Is it always this? No. In this particular case, there are people who, they are poor, they will not be, they will be bad. And if they are rich, they will be good. So for this case, in this case, then rich, being rich is better or being poor?
Being rich.
You understand here what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about being rich? You feel good. Everybody feels good about being rich, right? And everybody feels bad about being poor. Right?
Some people do feel bad.
Now, you feel bad about being poor. Allah knows that you, if you're rich, you'll be corrupt. Money will corrupt you.
Not all rich.
Yeah, exactly. Allah knows about specific people that money would corrupt them. So Allah wants to help them go to Jannah. So Allah makes them poor. Other people, Allah knows that if they are poor, they will corrupt. If they're rich, would be good. Then Allah knows, so Allah makes them rich. You got it? Okay. So Allah has a wisdom behind everything. A wisdom. And Allah said that if I make everybody rich, what happens?
The entire world would be spoiled.
Exactly. Takbir. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Remember that if, like, your dad is giving you everything you ask for, you turn into what? A spoiled brat, right? But, you know, but Allah, your dad has to be smart. He gives you, okay, whatever is amount is good for you. So that he's not spoiling you into being a spoiled brat. And at the same time, he's not depriving you to be a poor person. So now let's go back to this guy. He's begging of the Prophet. Please, 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 Prophet, please, please, please. They say, okay. Please, Prophet. Prophet says, Ta'ilaba. Huh? What did the Prophet say? Ta'ilaba, what?
This will corrupt you.
Okay. Now you're good. If you have money, you will not be able to thank Allah for the money. So it's better to be poor and go to Jannah than being rich and go to Hellfire. The guy insisted. He says, no, Prophet, please, 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 please. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, please. And he kept begging of the Prophet so many times a day. Please, Prophet, I promise you, I won't go corrupt. Please pray to Allah, please, please, please. You're my only hope. So the Prophet, after he insisted, he said, Ya Allah, make him rich. Make him rich. So now he, and remember, he gave oath to the Prophet. He gave oath to the Prophet. He said, I swear by the name of Allah that if I become rich, okay, I will stay a good Muslim. And I will not corrupt. So he gave all oath. So it's not like easy like that. He gave oath to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now the Prophet prays for him to be rich. Now the guy went into business in the market, and suddenly his business started growing bigger and bigger, and he started being rich. Now this guy used to pray 5 times a day in the masjid, okay? So now he's becoming rich. He's too busy doing business. Now he's praying only Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, non-business hours. Dhuhr and Asr were during business hours, so he didn't want to pray then, right? So now he started to disappear. Then, slowly, he started dropping the Isha prayer. Why dropping the Isha prayer? Because it's too late. Yeah, it's too late and dark, and, you know, he wants to go to sleep. Then, so now he's left with how many prayers?
Two.
to Maghrib and Fajr. Then he canceled the Maghrib. He started not praying Maghrib in the Masjid. Okay? So now, now he's not praying in the Masjid except Fajr. Then he canceled Fajr. Okay? Then he canceled Fajr. So now he's not praying even Fajr in the Masjid. And the worst thing is that, and he's not praying at home. So he stopped praying. Okay? And then he started disappearing. So the Prophet ﷺ asked about him. He said, how is he doing, his companions? They said, he is too busy doing business, to come to the masjid. He's too busy. Now that's maybe so far you can swallow that. Who didn't write his or her name? An email. Okay. So now, now so far, maybe it's okay, a little bit. But now he became so rich, really rich. So the Prophet ﷺ sent him the guy who collects zakat, zakat collector. The Prophet will not, at this time, we will send, if you're rich, we'll send you a person, gets your money in zakat, and give it to your neighbors. See how smart is the Prophet? He wouldn't take your zakah money out of your neighborhood. You got it? So people will see that nothing is being stolen, or nothing is going anywhere, or nothing is going to the Prophet, or like to the state, or something like that. He, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will, okay, send the person to collect what? Zakat. Send the person to collect what? Did he send the person to collect taxes?
No,
he doesn't collect taxes. He just sent the person to collect what? Zakat. So now,
so he asked the companions about the guy and then what happened?
They said he's too busy to come to the masjid. Then it came the time for collecting zakat.
Oh.
So the Prophet sent him a guy to collect the zakat. All right? So now the guy is collecting the zakat. He went to him and he said, okay, here's your zakat. He started counting his wealth. He said, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 blah, blah, blah camels. You have 1, 2, 3 sheep. And then you have blah, 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 counted how many, like, homes. Okay, you have blah, blah, gold. And then, after auditing his money, he says, okay, zakah for money is 2.5%. Zakah for each 10 camels is blah, blah, one camel or whatever, you know. Zakah for every sheep is, like, one out of every 100 or whatever, you know. And then he said, okay, now give me the zakah. The guy's face turned red, and he became so angry because of love of money. He didn't want to give the zakat. So he said, okay, go back and tell your friend or tell your companion or tell your friend, go back and tell your friend, Muhammad, that this is nothing but taxes. This is nothing but taxes collected by force. This is nothing but taxes collected by what?
Force.
Now, remember that the Prophet would take the money from the rich and give it to the poor where? In the same amount. And he will instruct the zakat collector to not to leave without giving the money to the poor people around. So it does not go anywhere else. Just keep that in mind. So they see with their own eyes that nothing is going out. You see? That's a smart thing. Now here we go. Comes after that. He doesn't want to pay zakat. So when the zakat collector went back to the Prophet, he said, Thu'aylaba said, go tell your friend that this is nothing but taxes collected by force. Nothing but taxes collected by what?
Force.
Force. So now the Prophet said, هلك ثعلبة هلك ثعلبة هلك ثعلبة. Now ثعلبة has started having bad reputation. So now he felt that his bad reputation is going to make his business go down, right? So he thought about it and he said, this bad reputation will make people boycott me and then don't buy from my business and my business will
collapse.
So he said, okay, let me send the zakat to the Prophet. So now he collects his zakat and he sends it to the Prophet. Okay. The Prophet felt bad about it and Allah put in his heart, revealed to him that this guy is not paying the zakah for the sake of Allah, for my sake. He's paying the zakah for the sake of what?
His business.
His business. So the Prophet rejected his zakah. He said, give it back to him. So he gave it back to him. He said, okay, fine. He doesn't want the zakah, fine. I don't want to give the zakah. And then the Prophet died. And his reputation is still bad, the guy. So he wanted to give the zakat to Abu Bakr with the intention of? Exactly. So Abu Bakr said, the Prophet rejected your zakat. I'm not going to accept it either. Take back your zakat. Then he did that at the time of Umar, radiallahu anhu, which is the second khalifa. First khalifa was Abu Bakr, the second khalifa was Umar. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet and Abu Bakr did not accept your zakah. I'm not going to accept it either. Take it back. Then the guys, at this time, he died at this time. Now Allah, when Prophet was alive, Allah revealed ayat in Surah At-Tawbah about him. And the ayah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ starts with, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ. This ayah, to the end, these two ayahs, you are going to memorize them. This is your homework for memorization. Okay? And now let me continue discussing the point of being poor and being rich. Now, so memorize. Memorize two ayat of Surah Al-Tawbah. It's Surah number 9.
Oh, 2 more weeks after this week.
Yes. I think it's only 1 week.
Next week.
It is Surah 9. What is the ayah number? Okay. Let me get you the ayah number. No, you'll have a homework and then you'll have a take-home test.
How is it going to be?
Scan it or do it on the computer and then send it.
But technically you have to pass your fail us before the seminar, right?
No, I don't have to. So whenever you will be failing unless you do your take home exam and send it back to me.
Wait, take home exam?
Yeah.
Which is what?
It's going to be given to you towards the end, towards the end of the school.
There's only one more week.
Yeah, I'll give it to you in the last week.
Will there be a take-home for everybody?
Yes, for all of my classes, there will be a take-home test.
Can we use our notes on it?
Of course, he does. He does with you anything.
Anything?
Well, like his website.
Okay, so it's Ayah 75 and 76. Ayah 75 and 75 to 76. Just two ayahs. Very simple.
How long are the ayahs?
There are, both of them are 3 lines.
That's long.
Combined?
Yeah, call combined are three lines.
Oh, I thought there were six lines total.
No, total three lines.
Okay.
So now let's see, is it which test is hard, which test is easy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks in the Quran about being rich and being poor, that being rich is more difficult than being poor. So if Allah will make, if we have 10 people, if we have 10 people, or 10 rich people, 10 rich people. Now, I'm going to just give you like an estimate, like there's no evidence of this estimate, but this is just like a rough estimate. That seven of them will be bad, or like three of them will be good, and seven will be bad. I'll come to you exactly and explain why. And if you have 10 poor people, seven or three are going to be good, and seven are going to be bad.
Wait,
what?
No, that
doesn't make sense.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
Wouldn't the poor people resort to stealing
though? I'm coming to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 10 rich, 10 poor. So, seven or three bad, seven good.
Then it would be opportunities
for the
public.
They only pay to keep
their... Okay, and we're going to know exactly why. So the bottom line of this means the test of being rich.
This reminds me of
the problem. Yeah. Is more difficult than the test of being poor. Why?
So does that mean you should try to be poor?
No.
Try to be poor. It's like you spend all your money on trash. And
it's more hard than being
poor.
Or
you study in school.
It's harder, yeah, but
it's
harder.
I'm sorry, more difficult. More difficult.
We shouldn't try to be poor.
But like, if being rich is so hard, why do people study so much and get PhDs?
I'm coming to you. I'm going to talk to you about that.
But there's nothing wrong with being rich. All you can do is find everything for the right reason.
But being rich is so hard.
No, not necessarily.
Is that how it's called difficult?
If you have,
so
yeah.
Here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Allah loves who? Allah loves two things, two kind of people. Allah loves
the good, rich, good.
The
but your account is
thankful rich.
I'm not gonna like drop out of school or anything.
Allah likes thankful rich and patient poor.
Patient
poor. Now, if you're poor and patient, Allah loves you. If you're rich and thankful, Allah loves you. So Allah says, the Prophet says, if somebody's rich, the Prophet says, if you're rich and thankful, the Prophet says, good money for good person. So what the Prophet says, good money for good person.
For good people.
Good money for good, if you're rich and thankful, the Prophet says, a good money for good person. نعم المال الصالح للعبد الصالح. Right? The Prophet says, good money for a good person. Now, why am I telling you this? Some of you say you're telling this to us so that we don't try being rich? Absolutely not. I am telling, this is a warning. This is a what?
Warning
that, hey, be careful, beware of being rich. It's good, it's nice, but
you live a luxurious life.
But, okay, huh? Beware. You got it? You got it? This is the whole point. The whole point is not, okay, It's better to be poor? Absolutely not. You, Allah asks you to go and provide for yourself and your children. Allah wants you to do that. Allah doesn't want you to just be poor. Where's my camera?
What if you're rich? If you're rich, it's also good for you.
Yes, yes. Allah wants you to be thankful rich. Now, why does He make you poor? Because He knows
He's helping you to not become corrupt.
Right.
What's for lunch today?
I'm hungry.
If Allah knows that the person is bad person. Okay. Don't take advantage of me taking pictures and take a break and start talking.
I need to stretch so badly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Now let's go over the reasons, please. Let's go over the reasons. Let's go over the reasons why it's more difficult. Why is it more difficult? The reason is, number one, the first reason is expectations from Allah. One, higher, higher expectations, please, from Allah. Thank you, Alia. You disturbed the class. Everybody's crunching carrots right now.
Yeah, it's distracting.
Okay, you could have done this after the class. Number one, higher expectation from Allah. What do you mean higher expectation from Allah? It means that higher expectation from Allah means that you guys are not doing something that is, you know, good for the class.
All right.
What do you mean higher? Think with me. What do you mean higher expectations from Allah? Huh? Think with me. Huh? Yes. Huh?
Because you're put to a larger test because since you're rich, you can do more with your money.
Yes.
And you can take care, you can donate to the masjid, you can fund stuff, you can make masjids, you can do a lot more things compared to a poor person who only has their heart to give to Allah.
Oh, go ahead. That's right.
It's like when little kids, when they're given like if you take them to a store and there's a lot of toys, you think it's better, but it's actually harder for them because they have to choose from all those toys, so they have a bigger variety of things to choose from, and it's harder for them, and that's like being rich. You have a lot of options and
a lot of distractions.
Yeah. But you have to
Call it a lot of distractions.
Yeah, but you have to choose a good one.
Okay. Now a lot of distractions is going to be one of the reasons. But right now we're talking about expectations from Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I'm going to use today's money. Okay? Today's money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one penny penny is 2 N, right? One penny could be better than 1,000.
1,000
pennies? No, $1,000.
Could be.
Oh, I know.
How?
Could be better in the eyes of Allah.
1,900.
If you have
one penny you can buy stuff for. Yeah. But it's not better than $1,000.
$1,000 that time,
you're rich.
The Prophet actually, the literal hadith, it says, the literal hadith says it's better than 100,000.
I don't think they had pennies or dollars.
Oh, yeah, it says dirham.
Sarah.
He's using today's money.
I know.
This is called dirham.
He's using this as an example.
This is just an example. It says 100,000. Okay. This is a hadith by the Prophet.
Your dad said we're not allowed to eat it.
No, yes, sir. So, now the companions said, Prophet Muhammad, how? How could you say that? How could you say that in the eyes of Allah, one penny could be in the eyes of Allah better than $100,000? The Prophet said,
because $100,000, you can be greedy with it, because then you have like so much money compared to the guy with one penny. And then the one penny guy has no money, but he might have enough money to buy like enough food to survive, and he might have a good heart.
Yes, you're getting closer. You know you're, but you didn't hit it exactly, huh?
Intentions.
No.
Intentions.
Because the one penny could be from a poor person who only has one penny, but the $100,000 could be from a rich guy that has, for example,
$100,000.
Yes.
No. Has more than $100,000. He has like 5 million, and then that's nothing to him.
5 million.
Yes.
But the one penny to the poor person is so much, but it means more to him.
Perfect, huh?
It's because when you have one penny, you're not held accountable to the same standard as someone who has $100,000. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair, so he's gonna hold someone who has $100,000 like more accountable to give to charity and spend his money on Allah.
Perfect.
So
go ahead.
Will the guy be like 100,000 times more accountable for his?
I'm going to come to you. It's called ratio. The ratio of the charity to wealth. This is exactly what the Prophet said. The Prophet said, charity, percentage of charity to wealth. Then, so the guy has two pennies. The guy has two pennies. He gives, his wealth is two pennies. He gives one. He gives one.
He gives 50%
charity
of his wealth.
It's like he's also supposed to
one. So the ratio is what?
Well, how are you supposed to do that?
It's 50%. So the ratio is what?
1 to 2, 50%.
50%. The other guy, Bill Gates. Like Bill Gates, he has.
No, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, put Steve Jobs.
You know, whatever. He had 100.
All of money.
He's buried in money.
Yes.
$100 million. He has what? He has $100 million.
He has way more than. Bill Gates has way more than that. He's like 89.
This is just an example. This is just an example. So. He gives 100,000. He gives 100,000.
That's not even close to 50%.
So, not even, yeah. So, the ratio is 1 to 1,000.
X, 2x plus WYZ.
1 to 1,000. And when you have too much money, zakah becomes too much, then. It becomes so hard on you. Like, I have seen a guy. No, I didn't see him, I'm sorry. I heard about a guy. I heard.
How do you see?
I heard about a guy. I heard about a guy who had $1 million. He owns $1 million. Remember that the money that zakat is the money that you save.
I've heard about a guy who had $1 million too.
Just a second. The money for zakat.
His name is Bill Gates.
The money for zakat is the money that is left over, that is saved. You know, you don't need them, so you save them. Okay? So now he wants, it's time for zakah. So he went to the sheikh and he said, what is the zakah on the money, the $1 million that I have in saving? So, no, the prophet said, I'm sorry, the guy said, the sheikh said, $25,000. Said, what? $25,000? Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? He said, no, I'm not going to do that. He said, the sheikh asked him, then what are you going to do? He said, yeah, $10 here, $5 in this masjid, some change to this masjid, you know, like 100 bucks, 50 bucks, 200 bucks, 500 bucks most. But $25,000, you're out of your mind. The zakat is going to eat up my money. It's going to eat up my money. Now, you look only to one side. Well, you look in the zakat, 25,000, but Allah gave you 1 million. Okay? So,
the good
then another.
Are also like 1 million. For
yeah.
Donating that much.
Right, exactly. Because.
You get 10 times more.
Right. So, got it?
No, then you got 20.
So, Allah judges by what? By the ratio, not by the amount. So, Allah judges by? Ratio, not by the amount. Right. Now, let me give you another example of rich ladies. Rich ladies.
Hey, oh, I
thought
you said French ladies.
No, no.
Can I say something really funny? Just really quick. It's a really lol story.
Huh? Go ahead.
Okay, so well, my mom went into like a halal meat store and like there was like this really like expensive goat meat. And so she went in and she was going to buy meat and then the guy, he was like, you know, sister, the rich woman buy this meat. You know, the rich woman buy this meat.
Who the heck?
He tried to make my mom buy meat by telling her she was rich.
Yeah,
so
the rich, yeah, he's just trying to intimidate her into buying.
It's all about business nowadays.
Put your hijab. So now I heard about rich ladies. Guess what they do? Let me tell you about how tricky they are. How tricky they are. They do, okay. They said, zakat is due on money. Zakat is due on what?
Money.
So they buy diamond. They say, zakat is due on money and gold. So they buy diamond. I swear by Allah, I heard about them. That they buy diamond so that they don't pay zakat.
That's just
oh
like
God.
Super smart.
Wait, diamond for
and
who?
And tricky.
For themselves.
No, they buy diamonds because the zakat is only due on money and gold.
Right.
So and not on diamond.
That.
So they just buy diamonds.
And just buy diamonds and get away with zakat. Wallahi, I heard about them.
That's so
now, here we go. If you have the intention of escaping zakat, then you're caught there. Okay? It doesn't matter if you have diamond, it doesn't matter if you have buildings, it doesn't matter that you have even dirt. If you have the intention of escaping zakah, then
spend $1 million on dirt.
Now remember that dirt is gold. Like if you buy a land in an expensive place, then it becomes like gold because the land is expensive.
But it's probably already mined out.
No,
it's
not if you buy land in like the Bay Area, for example, $1,000 million, right? And that plot of land, like that plot of dirt, costs $1 million. Almost like
that. Because land is really valuable.
You think it's not valuable?
Land is valuable, but without shelter, you won't be able to live.
Well, without land, you wouldn't have any shelter.
Okay, so if you have money and you convert them into diamond for the purpose of escaping zakat, all right, escaping zakat, let me tell you something that you are judged on your intentions. So to your intentions, Allah will judge you as a person who doesn't give zakat. As a person who doesn't give zakat. And remember, zakat is one of the pillars of Islam. We're not talking here about something that can be like compromised. We're talking about the pillar of Islam, which means that you're really in trouble. Okay, so just keep in mind that thing. Another example of that, a guy who has like a boat. You know the creation boat?
The what
boat?
The
boat, recreation boat. Oh, yeah. Now he doesn't use it. He doesn't use it for a year. If you don't use your boat or mobile home or car for a year, then you have to pay what?
Zakah.
The only time you don't pay zakah on it is that if you're using it. You got it? That's one of the rules. So now this guy has this boat saved and he has to pay zakah on it. Okay, he didn't have time to go to the lake and use the boat. So now it's 1 year passed and he has to pay zakah. So what he does is he comes on the day 364. The year is how many days? 365. So he comes in the day 364 and he grabs the boat and he takes it to the lake for 5 minutes and then bring it back to garage so that he doesn't
have to pay
zakah on it. No, no, people are really nasty when it comes to zakat. They're really nasty. So now, what is 401k accounts, like retirement accounts? This is money all saved, and you have to pay zakat on them. You got it? All right.
What is 401k?
And it's better, it's a retirement account. It's better that you pay more zakat than you pay less zakat. When you pay more zakah, Allah will count the more as a charity. All right, so to be on the safe side. Now, the second reason is more distractions. More distractions. What is more distractions? Like video games.
They're not distractions, they're time consuming things.
No, they're not. Your brain is literally dead when you're playing video games.
No, it's your reflexes increase.
Okay, no, alright, but that's not the point. Please. That's not the point. The discussion is not the point. When you're rich, you have more distractions. Like, you have more toys, you have more equipment, you have more entertainment. So, you have so much to do. You have so much. You have internet access. You have all these. Yeah, you're laughing. You're laughing. Most of the people
laughing?
On Earth.
Who doesn't have? Yeah.
You know, no. 90% of the people on Earth
don't have enough
food to put on the table. Not
like
to mention
in
internet.
People in Africa, they can
just let's
Why
focus.
Why do these people think of Africa when it comes to poor people?
Yeah, there's poor people in Bangladesh, guys.
I know.
There's
poor people
everywhere. One out of six people in the U.S. starving.
Everyone, they're always like, Africa's so poor.
But let me.
Well, there's rich people there too. They think of Africa as like some dump.
Actually,
but,
no. Actually, South Africa's pretty rich.
No. Only the government.
Africa has a lot of land, meaning a lot of million dollars.
That's why it's so poor, because government officials are corrupt and they're really rich. They hog up all the resources.
And even
right.
In the US,
but Africa
has
my daddy is
still
living in
Africa.
Okay, guys. Okay. Can you please postpone this discussion? Just more, 5 minutes more? 5 minutes more. We have 5 minutes more and then you can go into this discussion. The bottom line here is that when you're rich, you have a lot of distractions. When you're poor, you have nothing, no distractions. Like, what am I going to have? It's better to go pray in the masjid. At least you have something to do. You got it? It's like, you don't have video games to distract you. You don't have high-speed internet. You don't have movies to watch. You don't have, you know, all these
wireless
things. You know, you don't have
4G.
Not everyone has 4G LTE.
You don't have chatting.
You don't
have
iPhones.
You don't
Everyone
have chatting iPhones. Opportunity, chatting, chit-chatting, you know?
Chit-chatting.
You don't,
Skype.
You don't have all of these. Now, you have seen kids when they... when Maghrib time comes or Isha time comes and they are playing, they will not quit playing because they're so busy playing.
Like
my mom
just
hits my brother.
And they will skip the time of prayer. So are many rich people, because they're so busy with their business, when time for the prayer comes, they say, I'm too busy to pray. And they skip prayers. But the poor person, it's like, huh, what kind of distraction do the poor people have? Nothing. It's just
like, what do we do?
We don't have any distractions. Like,
no distractions at all.
Praying and all.
So then when the time for the prayer comes, do they have to fight with themselves to go to the prayer?
No.
No, just like, what am
like,
I going to do?
I can lay here, or I can go to the next.
Now, yes. Three.
Poor people don't lay there all day.
Yeah, I know.
They have nothing to do.
They
so
beg
like,
for money.
No, I don't think they do that.
No, yesterday I was coming back from Kohl's and I was still asleep on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's called pot handlers. A lot of people, they're rich, but they still do that.
And I had two candy bars because my mom wanted to get 50 bucks and she could get $10 Kohl's.
Oh, yeah.
And I had two candy bars, so I was going to throw her one, but then it's car care on the way. What?
Then,
happy
the,
wars
of
people.
Very quiet.
The third
car
one.
Came out of nowhere.
Shh.
No, a car like stopped in front of me, so I couldn't throw it. Or else it was
the third.
I don't know if
oh, the third thing is that poor people. Don't have as much. Not as much distraction. And not as much as many things to do, but they don't have
this is like sort of offensive towards
as much choices.
As many choices.
Or as many choices.
Hashtag hello, you'll
to be patient. Okay. A rich person has a choice. A rich person has more choices. Like, the rich person could be, say, okay, I can be thankful or not thankful. But the poor person is like, what if, the poor person thinks that way. What if I'm not patient? Is that going to make me rich? Huh?
No.
See, is it going to make me rich?
No.
No. No. So, then it's better to be patient. You got it? It's like, you have no choice, except you have two choices. If you're poor, you have two choices. You have two choices. What are they? It's either be patient or be patient.
So you don't have to just
be patient.
You only have one choice.
There is no other choice. But the rich person has be thankful or not be thankful. You got it? All right. Now you're dismissed.
Yay!
Freedom! Sorry, you know, for
this
guy.
I know. Everybody
there, what's
wrong here? Actually. I have a question.
Are these correct? What is that correct?
Like, are these correct? Like, what you said?
See, it's so clean. Compared to this. What?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ooh, strippies!
I hope they have wings. Oh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.